This is Wade Bresky with the Chief Organizer's Report. A big rat jumps the Trump ship. Out here in the cheap seats, most of us knew that the Texas-based lawyer, Sidney Catherine Powell, was whack. Every time she opened her mouth during the 2020 post-election season, crazier things seemed to come pouring out. It seemed like not only could she see little green men behind every door and peering through the windows, but in the famous words of an old Acorn leader, if she thought it, she'd already said it. Sidney Powell, more than anyone else, was the post-election poster picture of former President Trump's absolute and total desperation over having lost the election to Joe Biden. Yet, there she was, every time a microphone was put near her, saddling up to defend Trump with endless unhinged conspiracy theories. In one state after another, every time the courthouse doors opened, she was filing some kind of baseless suit, claiming election irregularities, voting machine tampering, and more, without ever offering a shred of evidence. It got so bad in the aftermath that, after having stood next to another Trump lawyer, the inexplicable Rudy Giuliani, and been in one meeting with Trump and his legal team after another, they even disavowed her, which says something huge as well, but then let her back in the room and into their confidence, providing counsel in yet another sign of their panic. Trump and his people will now rue those days because she has become the biggest rat to jump the ship. For a slap on the wrist, minor fines, and 6 years of probation, she's copped a plea to misdemeanors in the Georgia election tampering and 2020 election denial case, agreeing to testify against Trump and others of the 19 co-conspirators in the RICO racketeering case. Trump and his team can spin it any way they want, but this is bad news for him and his gang. Can't you hear the bubbles in the water now as this boat sinks in the water? They're going down. What's shocking to me is how any of this could be a surprise and anyone could have ever believed Powell was able for prime time. Just one paragraph in her Wikipedia entry should have been enough. Powell claimed that General Michael Flynn, former Trump National Security Advisor, was framed by a covert deep state operation and has promoted personalities and slogans associated with the QAnon conspiracy theory. She alleged that a secret international cabal involving communist globalist George Soros, Hugo Chavez, who died in 2013, the Clinton Foundation, the CIA, and thousands of Democratic and Republican officials, including then Trump ally and Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, used voting machines to transfer millions of votes away from Trump in the 2020 presidential election. After she accused the election technology company's Dominion Voting Systems and Smartmatic of engaging in a conspiracy to rig the election, both companies sued her for defamation. And frankly, that's not the half of it. She was a former lawyer for the Enron crooks. She created a nonprofit after the election, claiming it was a charitable enterprise, raised $16 million from all kinds of right-wing rich and true believers, and then refused to explain the expenditures or have an audit of the funds. That's her past, but paying the piper now at 68 years of age, she has no future. She's been sanctioned by judges in Texas for this malarkey. She's been found guilty with others of filing frivolous election denial suits in Michigan, both defending herself and eventually losing with the election tech companies. She won't be left with a dollar when it's done. She only escaped disbarment in Texas on a technicality, but keeping her law license would be a miracle if anyone is willing to hire her for anything other than a traffic ticket. She saw the future, and there was no room left for her to wiggle, and she didn't want to look through iron bars to see the sun. Any realistic assessment by Trump and his team should have been that she wouldn't want to do the time and was going to drop the dime. Now, this rat is caught in the trap by Atlanta's Fulton County prosecutor, and the next time we hear anything from Sidney K. Powell, she'll be singing for all she's worth against Trump and his former crew. Hey, this is Wade Bransky. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.